Welcome back to the Human to Human podcast. I am so excited about today's episode. I had someone actually send me in a few questions about breakups because she is someone who is personally going through a breakup. This was really, really exciting for me. I have never had someone reach out and specifically ask me to answer questions on the podcast, but if you ever have anything you'd like me to chat upon or talk about, I would absolutely love to. These questions are really, really great questions. And as soon as I read them, I got so excited and was like, I need to record right away. So I'd just like to thank the gal that messaged me with these questions and say, if you ever have a specific topic you want me to cover, never hesitate to slide into my DMs. My Instagram is Jessica J. McDonald, and I'd be so happy to make an episode about any topic that you would be interested to get my thoughts on. So without further ado, I'm going to be chatting about breakups and a few specific questions that were asked. So the first one is, would you ever get back together with an ex? Why or why not? So I have gotten back together with an ex. I haven't gotten back together with an ex that was like a long-term high school relationship. I've been in, I would say, two long-term relationships. One was actually a much more serious relationship than the first one. One was for just over 2 years of high school. I've not gotten back together with him. I've talked about him a lot on the podcast. Him and I actually haven't seen each other since the day we broke up, which I highly recommend. So I haven't gotten back together with a guy that I had, you know, a really, really serious committed relationship with. But in my early years of high school, I dated someone for 6 months, and I actually also had like a middle school relationship with him. So he was someone that I dated once and then got back together with. And then this other guy that was kind of more of I wouldn't say a childhood crush, but we liked each other for many, many years. And I would call it a very on and off sort of thing. It wasn't a series of a relationship. We were much younger. It was before high school, but him and I definitely were in contact off and on for a very long time and would be quote unquote dating. And in my personal opinion, recycling exes is not good. You broke up for a reason. And the thing is, you're always gonna have feelings for, like, some sort of feelings for an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend. You were attracted to them for a long period of time. You dated them. You know a lot about them. You got to know each other on such an emotional level. Sometimes, especially like this has happened to me when I've broken up with someone or gotten broken up with, I can only remember the good things. And I can only remember what happened that made me so happy in the relationship rather than the reasons for why I left the relationship. And because of that, it seems like a good idea sometimes to get back together with them. And that's not to say it's always a bad idea to get back together with them, but in my personal experience, especially if I was the one who ended it, there was a reason I ended it. There was probably more than one reason why I ended it. And so, you know, the exes that I have that I was on and off with or I got back together with, they're still my exes. So saying that, I've actually thought about this a lot. If you were to get back together with an ex, or if I was to get back together with an ex, I should pose it as myself, I would need a lot of time to have taken place between the relationship and then me being single for me to get back together with them. I would not recommend, and I won't anymore, hopefully in my life, get back together with an ex if we had only broken up a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago. I think it's really, really important for there to be time and space for you to be alone and to grow and to kind of find yourself, understand more about what went wrong in the relationship, what were the bad things, what were the red flags, what was the reasoning for why you left, before you were ever going to get back with that person. And I think when you get back together with an ex as well, there's a lot of hostility that can come up. There's a lot of issues that are still there. There's things that haven't been solved, especially if there's not time and space between you two. And I think if you were to get back together really quickly, it could get messy and toxic pretty quick. At least in my experience, I know if I got back together with my very long-term relationship high school boyfriend, it would not be good because we broke up for a reason and there would definitely be a lot of resentment towards each other if we were to get back together. So my new kind of life motto now that I've gotten a bit older is not to recycle my exes. However, the guy that I had a thing with in my first year of university, who ended things with me, who I have been super sad over for a long time, I wanted to get back together with him for a super, super long time. And I think a part of me, you know, still will feel like that once in a while, especially when I'm alone and going to bed and sad and things. Because seriously, okay, this is another thing I want to talk about. Don't act like, I'm saying don't, but like you can do whatever you want. But for me, don't act on feelings you have right before you go to sleep. They are the most vulnerable. They are the most, usually the most sad, the most, you know, you don't really think them through. It comes from a place of like, I want to be loved. I want to be taken care of. I'm really sad. Life is hard. That it's easy to like, just work off of impulse. And I think getting back together with an ex is like an impulsive decision that like you can make. So for me, like, to kind of go into this more, I've had thoughts, especially during quarantine, when I've gone to bed being like, oh, I want to reach out to this ex. I want to message this ex. And then I'm like, okay, Jess, tomorrow morning, if you wake up and you still want to message him, then do it. But don't do it right now. Go to sleep. If you wake up tomorrow and you want to message him, do it. Guess what? I usually wake up the next morning and I'm like, that's really fucking stupid. I should not message him. So when in doubt, I think give yourself a bit more time. And, you know, getting back together with an ex doesn't always have to be a bad thing. I think if you kind of understand why it ended and you've worked on yourself and they've worked on themselves, it could end up being a beautiful thing. I don't want to stop you from being with your husband, like, you know, your future husband, because I'm crazy and that's how I think about relationships sometimes. But I think for me, yeah, sorry, I was talking about the thing that I had with this guy and how he ended it. It's a lot harder in my experience to kind of get over someone when they've ended it. Because I think things would still be good, but I have given it so much time. And now I'm like, you know what? If I was with him now, I don't think I would want to be with him anymore. And so it's important to realize the relationship was what it was in that time. It was what you needed in that time, probably, for me at least. And you can't recreate the past. You can't recreate the beginning of your relationship. You can't recreate and you can't force those good things and those good moments and those good feelings. So just because you might get back together doesn't mean it'll be the same. Doesn't mean you'll have the feelings you had before. Doesn't mean you have the same attraction or connection. And what I have learned is that it's much better to spend time alone growing and understanding myself before I bring someone into my life, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship. And it's a lot. Holy shit. Getting out of a long-term relationship is tough. It is a whole shift to your life, your lifestyle, your daily thoughts, feelings. You are living for yourself and not for a relationship anymore. And that takes time. So when in doubt, like if you think you want to get back together with an ex, my advice is give it time. Give it time and know if I always, always, always say this to myself. If we're meant to be together, it'll happen. If him and I are meant, or if we're end game, he'll come back into my life, I'll come back into his. It'll happen naturally, but right now it's not meant to be. So those are my feelings on getting back together with an ex. Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, what did I do to get over my past relationship and begin to move on? I just want to talk about two of the words in those sentences. Get over and move on. Breaking up with someone is similar to losing someone. I don't want to say it's not similar to like death, because death is horrible, but you grieve. You're going to grieve the loss of this person in your life. You're going to grieve the loss of a relationship. Like when you dated someone and then you don't have them in your life anymore, you're literally missing probably your best friend. You're missing this person you used to talk to all day, every day. So there's no reason, or there's no way to just get over it, and there's no way to just move on. It takes time, so much time. In quarantine, I was like, am I over him yet? Am I over him yet? Have I moved on? But there are always going to be memories that come up. There are always going to be things that you think about him or her, and there's going to be different memories. They're never going to be erased from your life because they were such a big part of your life for a solid chunk of time, that moving on and kind of just getting over them isn't that simple. Everything takes time, everything takes grace. with yourself and compassion. But for me, like, I'd had bad tactics to try and get over boys. I would literally just hop to the next one. And honestly, I don't recommend it. It's so toxic for my own mental health. It was so negative for my own experiences. It wasn't a great way to properly heal, because then I was just getting confused, throwing so much more feelings into it, especially when you start hooking up with other people. It just gets so complicated, and I don't recommend that. I mean, sometimes it seems like a rebound would make things better, but it doesn't. Like, I just want to scream that it doesn't. So some things that I've done to kind of cope with my hard feelings of a breakup is talking to friends, sitting with them, crying to them, laughing with them. I remember Maya was saying to me, like, she was like, I wish I could be mad at him. Like, I wish I could just be mad at my ex-boyfriend. But that doesn't make it easier. When you're mad, you're just protecting sad feelings. So it's okay to be sad. And it's okay to have those memories come up and think, wow, like, that was really special. He was really big in my life. He was really impactful in my life. And that memory is what it is, and you're not supposed to forget about it, and you're not supposed to push it away. Your perception of it will change over time, but talking about it with your friends, writing about it, is so good. It's so good to let it out. If you have people in your life who support you and really love you, they're okay with hearing the same things over and over again. Because I've been on the receiving end of hearing friends talk about their breakups a ton, and I have definitely been on I've been the person who won't shut up about a breakup. So don't feel ashamed about that. Don't feel guilty about that. Talking about it helps so, so, so much. And another thing, sometimes we can't just solve our sad feelings. Sometimes we're sad and we're like, okay, I want to feel better. I want to feel better. I want to feel better. And you can distract yourself and go for a walk or do work or whatever. But sometimes you just got to sit in it. You just gotta sit in it and make that sad playlist and put your headphones on and lay in bed and turn the lights off and just be in your feels so hard. Sometimes you just need to maximize that sadness. Crying is so good, because sometimes I feel so relieved after and like such a release. And don't ever be ashamed to put yourself or to just sit in that place and lean into it and just be so sad in your bed and listen to those music and have a bit of a pity party. And my therapist says, there's nothing wrong with a pity party. It's just a matter of how long you sit in it and the fact that you got to pick yourself back up. And, you know, it's important to allow yourself to feel everything. You don't have to move on right away. You don't have to get over it. He will always be a big part of your life. Sorry, I'm making references like saying he when it could be a girl, but I'm just speaking from my experience. So I'm going to say he. He'll always be a big part of your life, and he'll always hold special feelings, and he'll always be close to your heart. And fucking sucks. Like, I wish it would be easy to forget and just be like, okay, YOLO, gonna live my life now. But it's hard when you experience so much intimacy with one person and then they're gone. It's so fucked up. Like, it's so fucked up that your literally best friend is someone you can't talk to anymore. It's so, so hard. But take this opportunity to reconnect with yourself and reconnect with your freaking friends, girls, boys, your family. It is the time to talk to them, to vibe with them, to go do fun things with them, to learn more about them and their passions. Think about your dreams, what you really want out of life, what you felt like you couldn't do when he was in your life. There are a lot of beautiful things that come out of a breakup, and it's important not to fight them. The last thing I'm going to touch upon is kind of some telltale signs or gut feelings and warning signs or red flags that you need to leave a long-term relationship. I find this one kind of hard to pinpoint, because I found that when I was leaving my relationship, the more I started to talk about it after the breakup, the more I realized, oh my God, there were so many things that I just dealt with or didn't even think about or just pushed aside my real feelings on it because I didn't want to deal with it and I didn't realize that they were really, really big red flags. But some more red flags that I actually had while I was in the relationship is that I had not a ton of me time, if any at all. I was like never by myself. I never had some good time to just relax by myself. I had so much less time with family and friends. I didn't hang out with them as much as I'd wanted to. I found my ex-boyfriend took up so much of my time and he didn't really support me. Kind of, there was just a lot of jealousy. There was a lot of issues if I was like, I need some time by myself. I don't know if I ever really said that, but there was a lot of expectation from him. There's a lot of expectation to always hang out with him all the time. I felt like I was going to offend him if I said, I need some time to myself, or I'm really tired, I don't want to be with you right now. So definitely thinking about how I spent my time and where I spent it was a big red flag. And also the fact that, like, when I had to see him, it felt like a chore. Texting him started to feel like a chore. Making plans with him started to feel like a chore. And I wasn't excited to do it. It didn't make me happy or excited to go see him as much. It just felt like something I had to do. And texting him all the time was just something I was expected to do. And so that's a big warning sign there. I'm sure, like, the longer you date someone, obviously the beginning butterflies and giggliness aren't as present. However, I think you still should be excited to see that person and tell them about your day. And I felt like I really wasn't. And another thing I want to mention is the sex wasn't as exciting. I think it's easy to get into a rut and to get into a routine. Like, sex routines, I think, are so common, where you just have your basic, you know, go-tos and you just stick with them and you don't really spice it up. But that even got to be a thing where I was kind of like, oh, like, okay, sure, like, let's hook up. And it wasn't as much fueled by love and intimacy and excitement. And so I think that is a big red flag as well. And something that, you know, piles onto that is the fact that we fought pretty often and we got into little nitpicky fights, and it got to a point where I didn't even want to tell him things I was feeling or expressing, or things I didn't want to express to him, because I didn't want it to start a fight. I didn't want to have to talk through it. I didn't want to have to sit and have this long, drawn-out conversation to work through what we were fighting about. And so that is a really big red flag. I didn't want to open up to him anymore because I felt, you know, maybe he wouldn't be as excited for things that I was looking forward to, or there would just be a lot of, you know, selfishness or jealousy coming from his side. And so there are just so many. It's genuinely so hard to pinpoint a few red flags, because for me there was a lot. But I think knowing when you're alone, this is a good thing to mention. I went off my phone for an entire day. I didn't bring my phone to school or anything like that when we were going through our breakup, when I said I wanted to break up with him and he was questioning it and then I was questioning myself. I went off my phone for an entire day, and that's when I could really hear myself and hear my thoughts and my gut feelings and my instincts. And I felt free. I had moments where I was like, wow, I don't need to text someone. I don't need to report to somebody. I don't have to deal with this or that. And I really recommend spending time off your phone. I recommended it to my brother when he broke up with his ex-girlfriend before I even broke up with my ex-boyfriend. But I said that to my brother, and then he said the same thing to me when I was going through my breakup. And it is so, so helpful. It helps you really listen to yourself and what you need. And, you know, despite thinking about all the good things, Maya has really good advice for this too. She said to write down all the bad things, all the bad qualities that bothered you about your ex. And I think that's a good thing to refer to in those moments when you really question why you broke up with them and why you're moving on or wanting to move on. Or, you know, if you want to text them, think about what you would want to get out of that. Why would that be helpful or harmful to you? And really question it before you act on those impulses, because it's normal to have impulses to want them in our life still and to text them, because they were in our life for so freaking long. They were our go-to person. And now, you know, as soon as you freshly break up with someone, you're in a super tough transition stage where you can no longer have them as your person and have them as your go-to for everything. So going through breakups is literally so, so hard. And I think it's important to have so much grace with yourself and give yourself time. Time is everything. And if he's meant to be your person, he'll come back into your life one day. But this is an opportunity to focus on yourself and do your thing. The best decision of my life was breaking up with my ex-boyfriend. I found myself more than ever because I left that relationship. And all the hard feelings you have are valid. And all the feelings you had to leave the relationship are valid. And I hope you can remember that as you go along your journey. Please feel free to message me at any time with any questions or thoughts you may have. I love suggestions of other things to chat about on the podcast. And it made my day to get this message from this gal who wanted me to just touch on some of these topics. So I hope anyone got value from this, and I hope you are doing some really good things for yourself. Please, 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 if you love the podcast, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give it a review. a written review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps me kind of like get more rankings and get up, hopefully like to make this podcast a really big thing. And so if you enjoyed it, please do that. Subscribe, message me on Instagram. If you have anything else you'd like to see, Jessica J. McDonald. I also have a podcast Instagram at Human to Human Pod. And I look forward to chatting with any of you if you feel inclined to do so. I post every Tuesday and Friday, and I will see you then. Bye, guys.